Tolerating Distress by Sam Illingworth. Creating environments in which cookie cutting is placed on precarious pedestals as the peak of workplace productivity, whilst new molds are shattered into a million pieces before they can travel from neural pathways to production lines, is an extremely effective approach to promoting intolerance, frustration, and stagnation in the workplace. The following behaviours will not be tolerated: tolerance of variation, tolerance of adaptation, tolerance of innovation, tolerance of revolution. The following benefits will not be procured: satisfaction, creativity, curiosity, mental well-being. A failure to innovate lies not with the biological synapses of a misrepresented workforce, but with the decrepitude of an employer who is intolerant to change. This poem is inspired by recent research which has been conducted into better understanding distress tolerance, i.e. the capacity to be able to confront the new, and how this can be fostered in the workplace. Distress tolerance is broadly defined as an individual's ability to cope in difficult situations, and in the workplace this might be considered to be a trait that enables an employee to be willing to try new ideas or take the calculated risks that are needed for developing new ideas and practices. This new research found that this ability to cope with that distress is crucial to how curious employers are in their workplace, and in turn, how successful the overall workplace is at innovating. By surveying over 3,000 employees from various business sectors in Germany, China, and the USA, this new study revealed distress tolerance is relatively low among employees across both the different countries and different sectors that were studied. This research also found that distress tolerance is a trait that can be easily influenced. For example, when a workplace encourages things that are new, unusual, and outside of normal experiences and comfort zones, then their employees' distress tolerance naturally increases. However, when employees work in an environment where pursuing new or uncertain ideas is punished or prohibited, then they tend to have a lower distress tolerance. These findings illustrate that distress tolerance is not an attribute that people innately possess, but rather that it is a characteristic that can be fostered and developed in a supportive workplace environment that encourages their workforce to be innovative. Fostering distress tolerance can be further supported by providing mentorship and supporting mental health and well-being, and by helping to strengthen the distress tolerance of their employees, businesses will benefit from a workplace that is more resilient and better adapted to implementing and accepting change.